45 degrees, humidity 59% in Chicago at 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Hi for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum to all of our good friends out in the west coast of California, the great states out there of the mountain region, to the Middle West, away up in Canada, and to the far East Coast. We're here for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum with a very fine and talented young man by the name of Dick Contino. He's our star today, and you'll not only hear the story from Dick's lips of the beginning of his career and, of course, the faraway places it's taken him, but also you'll be introduced for the first time on the CBS network to a swell new Mercury record made by Dick Contino and called The Pledge of Love. All this comes up after we salute a very talented little girl by the name of Ruth Brown, who has this fine record called Lucky Lips.
When I was just a little girl with long and silky curls, my mama told me, honey, you've got more than other girls. Now you may not be good looking, but you soon wear diamond clips, and you'll never have to worry, 'cause you've got lucky lips. Lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips that will be true. I don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit foot, or good luck charm. With lucky lips, I'll always have a fella in my arm.
With lucky lips, I'll always have a fella in my arm.
I never get heartbroken, no, I'll never get the blues.
That's Ruth Brown, the young song stylist who records for Atlantic, and this to me is pure rock and roll. For those of you who have been curious about what is a purist sound when it comes to rock and roll, I think that probably the Atlantic label expresses itself delightfully well on all of their stuff. This is Ruth Brown, one of the foremost exponents of this style of singing, and you can't help but come away sort of with a hand clap and a snap of the fingers and a real lucky beat in your heart, because it's good music. Lucky Lips, Ruth Brown. Now, before we talk to Dick Contino, who is here in our studio, let me talk to all of you about Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Actually, there's not a lot that I have to say, because you know about the product. You know about the good flavor, the good taste, the good chewing, the good enjoyment that you always get when you chew Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. But you know it's more than just pleasurable contentment that you get from Wrigley. It also is good for you, because Wrigley Spearmint can help to keep your teeth clean and attractive and light. And also, of course, it can keep your mouth moist, your breath always sweet. So I hope that you're going to enjoy the same pleasures that so many millions of people get every day when they turn to the relaxation and the pleasure that is always there with Wrigley Spearmint. And I should like very much if you'd remember to ask for it by that name when you buy gum. Ask for Wrigley Spearmint, because I know you, too, will enjoy it. Well, let's talk to Dick Contino now. And, Dick, certainly show business has been real good to you, as it should be to all fine, talented performers. And I suppose if we can go back in history for a moment, it probably really had its beginning and its origin with Horace Height.
Yes, that is, Howard. That's the, I should say, the beginning professionally, and it all started December 7, 1947.
In 47, was that the first time that you won one of his weekly contests?
That's right.
And for how long did you win consecutively, Dick?
14 weeks consecutively, which included the quarterfinals. And then I waited 9 months while they determined the other three quarterfinalists.
Uh-huh.
And then competed in the finals December 12, 1948 in Washington, D.C.
Just about 10 years ago. During that time, Dick, did you remain an amateur, or were you an amateur when you started, or were you working around?
Well, during that time, I traveled with Height.
Uh-huh.
And I just appeared as an attraction on his show.
With him.
Right, and as an occasional guest star on his radio show.
Yes.
At that time, it was before television, you know.
Is there anybody else from... Yes, of course, radio. Was there anybody else from that great series of Discovery contests that actually ever amounted to very much in the business other than you, Dick?
Well, I wouldn't say to that particular, or rather of that particular contest, Howard. But prior to that, Hyde had found many people, such as Gordon McRae, Frankie Carl, the King Sisters,
yes,
and Fred Lowe.
Well, of course, he was a great discovery of talent, but I just wondered whether or not this particular contest uncovered any great talent other than your own talent.
Well, thank you for recalling mine great, Howard. I mean that sincerely, but other people who had been on the show, I haven't heard.
They haven't achieved fame yet.
No.
Dick, not only are you a wizard, of course, on the accordion, but just most recently you have signed a Mercury contract that gives you a new stature in show business, that of a singer. And while your first two or three recordings were not big hits, they certainly showed promise, and now you've got a new one, this Pledge of Love, that I think is just a world beater. I think probably now you're going to lay aside the accordion and be a singer. What do you think?
You mean that sincerely?
I sure do, or I wouldn't be singing, I wouldn't be playing it.
Well, this Pledge of Love is a result of a lot of... I just don't know how to voice it, actually, Howard, or how to word it, because... Well, like Hart Talmadge out at Mercury, his confidence in me through the years I had been with Mercury and thinking that someday I could come up with something that people might like to listen to. And, of course, I'm still in the business mostly because of, just like yourself. I mean,
yes.
What you've done to help me during the time I was out for 3 years. And come back into it, why, that all that contributes to, if this does become a hit, it all contributes to a number of things, Howard.
Uh-huh. Well, have you been studying vocal lessons? Have you been seriously engaging the services of a tutor or professional of some way?
I haven't had a vocal lesson in my life.
Is that right? Because it seems to me that there's been a great transition over that gap of your first two and three records and this one. Your style is different. Your voice timbre is different. I didn't know whether you would take breathing lessons or what it was.
Actually, you know what? In playing the accordion, I may say that there is breathing while playing the accordion, because you want to breathe with the bellows as you're performing. It sounds ridiculous, but it's true, especially with ballads.
Either that or you get your tummy pinched. You have to exhale when you start squeezing the bellows, don't you? Otherwise, you got bruises all over your midsection.
I just went through, I should say, a lot of self-teaching. Applying the breathing, the theory of music, and the phrasing that I had known, I guess, studying voices I would hear over the radio and on mm-hmm. record. I think it's just it all added up to just a self-teaching course,
yes,
in a way.
Well, of course, if it's self-taught, then chances are you're going to retain it because you probably worked real hard. Let me throw in a personal question here, Dick.
Right,
how are mother and dad?
Well, they're fine.
They're
Thank
out
you.
In California?
Thank you very much. They're out in California. They live in Glendale.
They're wonderful people, and I hope that you will give them my best love and, of course, my dearest regards and high respect that I have for your lovely wife, Lee Snowden. She's in motion pictures now, isn't she?
That's right. She'd be here today, Howard, but she has to be back. She had to be back in Los Angeles to test for a television series, which looks very, very good, by the way.
Is the live circuit likely to lose you to the cinema before very long? I know that you've been tested, that you're considering a motion picture career.
Well, I don't know. I hope so. I would never like to give up the live circuit for sure, should I get lucky in the motion picture industry. But I would like to always continue on the road.
Open up a new avenue of opportunity for you.
Right.
Dick, let me again say to your mother and dad and your wife and your brothers, my very best of luck.
I know they'll be listening to you out in California.
Thank you, I hope so. And if they're listening to me, then they got to be listening to you, because here's your new record, a fine one for Mercury, and this is one I think that's going to launch you as one of our top vocalists. Dick Contino with his Mercury record, The Pledge of Love.
so. I can't let you go. I must make you see you mean more to me than each beat of my heart. For I can't live without your love. All of my life I have dreamed of a love and the way I wanted it to be. But now that I've found you, my heart's so afraid that somehow you won't care for me.
That's all, that's the reason
I love you so. I can't let you go. I must make you see you mean more to me than each beat of my heart. For I can't live without your love. I've offered my love and a dream to fulfill. Pledge me your love in return. Just say that you love me and you always will. This flame will forever burn.
That's all, that's the reason
I love you so. I can't let you go. I must make you see you mean more to me than each beat of my heart. For I can't live without your love.
That's a nice thing, isn't it? That's called The Pledge of Love. I don't know too much about the song, except that it originally came out on a small label from down in the Southwest someplace. I think it was Gainesville, Texas. And on a very small label, I believe probably it'll be covered now by a lot of the various talents in the record industry, one such as the one that you just heard, the one done by Dick Contino. Dick, as I said before, I think it's a swell record. I think that this could do much to make you lay the squeeze box aside and rest your tummy from those pinches that you must get. And probably start you out as a young vocalist for the Mercury People. Thank you very much for being here. I hope that you return often, because don't forget, Chicago dearly loves you and we like your talent. Thanks, Dick Contino, for being here.
Thank you, Howard.
That was Dick Contino, who, of course, goes back out on the road now, having just finished a very successful engagement at our Black Orchid, a very smart spot here in the city of Chicago. He'll be rejoined by his lovely wife, Lee Snowden, the motion picture star. And I imagine these two young talents are going to go a long way in a business that we're all indebted to for our daily bread and butter. Dick Contino and his version of The Pledge of Love. Now, let me just say a closing word or two, if I may please, for Wrigley Spearmint. You know, there are a lot of good gums, and I would never suggest to you that unless you get Wrigley Spearmint, don't chew gum, because chewing gum is a swell pastime and a wonderful pleasure. But I'm certain that no matter where you shop, if it's where they have good products, they'll be featuring a big display for Wrigley Spearmint. And for that reason, of course, we'd like to thank all the retailers all over the country for helping us every day to bring real pleasure to people who want good things. So today when you shop, or perhaps tomorrow, Mother, when you pick up the rest of the victuals for the household, the good things that you want to serve your family, why don't you sort of get a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint, a box if you want, and then always have Wrigley Spearmint at home for after meals and between meals. It's ever so good. Well, we've got a lot of swell guests and stars lined up in the days and weeks to come, and I hope that you'll be a regular listener to your favorite CBS dial setting, which, of course, is your local CBS station, because every day you'll be hearing the stories from show business told by the people who make the star's history. We'll be seeing you then tomorrow, and Joe Foss will tell you all about tomorrow's show. But in the meantime, this is Howard Miller from Chicago. Happy morning. If you're going to drive, please drive carefully. And remember, enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's the star of our show, Joe Foss. All right, star, come in.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Join Howard tomorrow when his guest will be Gene Krupa on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.